But this morning is 2008, year in review for the Camp Hill Church of Christ. It says in Acts 14, verse 27, if you want to open your Bibles up to that verse, Acts 14, verse 27. This is at the end of the first missionary journey. The scriptures say, "And when they had arrived and gathered the church together, they began to report all things that God had done for them and how he opened the door of faith to the Gentiles." Now, to appreciate the purpose of this morning's lesson, it's necessary to take a look back at the scripture "to report all things." Basically put, Paul and Barnabas had just completed their first missionary journey into Asia and with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for the last 2 years, they had accomplished much for the kingdom of God. And so they're showing back up at Antioch of Syria, where they originally departed. And they're keeping the brethren informed of all the things that had happened. This is basically what happened for them. First, they left Antioch of Syria. They traveled 80 miles southwest by boat to the island of Cyprus, to a town called Salamis, and then to Paphos. While there, they preached the word, converted some souls, convicted a sorcerer. After a number of weeks there, they left Cyprus and headed toward the mainland, which is a modern-day Turkey. And traveling up to Perga by the river Sestris, they Mark, because of possibly being young and homesick, he left the mission team, went back to Jerusalem. And Paul and Barnabas continued on to Antioch of Pisidia. And Paul, at this time, apparently became the head of the mission team. Barnabas was prior to that. Paul pretty much took the lead over. And they were expelled from that community for preaching the gospel. And the Jews were persecuting them. They left to go to Iconium. There's a purpose why I'm covering all this for you this morning. And they preached the gospel there, but now they were persecuted to a greater level. In fact, they would have been killed had they not departed at this time. They headed to, left Iconium to Lystra. There they preached the word, and some people actually converted. And but some of these Jews became very, very hostile as they continued to preach the word. And it was here in the midst of the hostilities that Paul was taken out to the edge of town and stoned. He was left half dead. But Paul, the optimist, figured he was still half alive, so he went ahead and got back up and went to Derbe. And there they continued to preach. And they started having success, and they took the same route back, and by the time they were going back, they were already appointing elders in the newly planted churches. And over the next few months, they finally arrived back in Antioch of Syria, and at this point, it says they gave a report. They began to report all things. They brought the church up to date. That word "to report" means to rehearse, to go back over all the things that they covered. It was almost like doing a play. I mean, for them, they would recant. They'd say, "This is what went on, and we did all these things in the name of God." And so the whole church would be energized, and they would gain a focus for the issues that lie ahead. This is really what led into the second missionary journey, which would take off from Jerusalem later on. But they literally covered 2 years worth of work. We read it in a few minutes. But that's 2 years of hard work. It would have been great to hear a mission report by Paul, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be exciting? Before the days of email and regular United States mail, where you can be in good communication, before cell phones and text messages, to get 2 years worth of information, all that excitement, just in one meeting. That's the value of doing a review. This has always been the way of the church, this precedent. that we have here in Acts is a precedent that we will have here this morning. We're going to report all things of the church in the last year concerning the happenings here in Camp Hill. This morning we will rehearse and relive the calendar year of 2008 for our church family. Now it's really important because there's a lot of new people here. And there are visitors here. You might consider making Camp Hill your church home. I don't know why you're here this morning, but what you are going to hear is what happened here in the last year. You'll be all caught up this morning. And then tonight is a sneak peek of what we have coming up in 2009. Well, first of all, there's the marriages. We had a couple marriages here. First one, you might not know it, but Francis. Hey, Francis, you want to raise your hand? Everybody knows Francis. We love Francis. You may not know this, but Francis got married. That's right. He married Masa Jusa. She was a lady that he knew from the refugee camps. And because the refugee camps, they send you all over. You know, he had a crush on her. He wanted to marry her back in Africa, but they split up. And he didn't know where she went. Well, it turns out last year when he went out to Fargo to see a friend of his, and while there, his friend said, "Hey, you remember Masa Jusa?" He said, "Yes, yes, she's in Fargo here." They were reunited, they were married. So you don't know that, but she's moving here on February 27th to be with Francis. So now you're caught up. Okay? Josh and Samantha Deitch, they were married, and they were married far, far away from here. Some of you went to the marriage, so we have a couple newly married couples. We have some engagements. Josh, Trer, and Julia Deitch, our little boys growing up, okay? And Justin Smith and Melissa Young are going to be married, and Jake Cantrell and Gwendolyn Scott are going to be married coming up. So that's always a great thing. We need to celebrate when we know that somebody is going to be married in the congregation. It's really the second greatest covenant you could ever enter, according to the Bible. Oh, I knew I forgot somebody. Christy Cridlow is going to be married. It's hard. See, I'm catching up this morning too. Okay, Christy Cridlow is going to be married. I called a number of people in the congregation just to say, you know, hey, I don't know all this. Who's getting married? Who's doing this? And you still leave somebody out. And so Christy Cridlow is getting married. Okay. All right. You can't say we didn't mention it. Thanks, Grant, for keeping me straight. Anybody else going to get married here? Anybody? Okay. Births. We had a number of births in the congregation. I want to start out with Sadie Hamilton, my granddaughter. Even though they go to a different congregation now because they moved down to Martinsburg, and that's where they attend, I wanted to include her in here anyway because they had just moved down there, and so I'm not going to be a legalist and say, well, she missed the cutoff. But then Catriona Mars, you'll remember that. I'm not going to have you hold your babies up, by the way. Here's mine. Catriona, that was really a great thing, though, because you remember Jennifer had that terrible, terrible problem where she could have died during this pregnancy. And so now they have their first child. Kaylin Brannon, of course, was born. Penelope Gaskins was born. Gaskins, you're going to have a lot more, though. We're trying to get that section of the pews filled up there. Troy Cheese was just born. And you may not know this. Francis has two mentionings this morning. Francis became a father actually just a couple months ago. Those Africans work fast, I'm telling you. They do. But Francis, and so you're going to see a little pitter-pattering of Francis' feet here in the congregation on February 27th. And we got a lot of work to get some things done to to be able to help them to have a home here. But some of you met Masa Juice. She actually visited when we were gone. I did see her before I left. We have some spiritual births as well. Marcia Peasley became a Christian last year. Also, Brooke Taylor, Raul, Anna Vitardi defied the odds and entered the covenant with Christ. We cleaned the baptismal out after that. No, but we welcome you as well. And Emily Solness, she was just baptized. I hope I didn't leave somebody out. I know I did. We also had many graduations. You remember Huang? He graduated from high school last year, as well as Natalie Hamilton, Natalie Cridlow, Jake Dowler, Christian Yoder, Lake Ober, Michael McCullough, and Sarah Blaine all graduated from our youth group last year. But we have some college graduates as well in 2008. Justin Smith graduated, Carrie Cantrell, Josh Deitch, Phil Davis, and Jonathan Davis all graduated college last year. And it's always a great accomplishment when we see kids in a society that is dumbing down. It's always a great thing to see people pursue a good quality education. And so we certainly had a lot of graduates. New members. There are a lot of new faces here from last year. Michael Green family, the Craig Buck family, the Carl Brooks family, JR to his friends, right? And I guess he liked Dallas or something. But the Richard Davis family, the Wilborn family, the Chris Lampson family was new last year, as well as Josh Deitch coming back, so he now has a family. The Heather Caldill family, the Ben Farrell family, Roland Williams, Cindy Carl is new to the congregation from last year, and we have several faithfully attending families that we hope will make this their permanent family here in the congregation. We had some deaths too, though. Donald Shaw died last year. I do miss him from our Bible studies that we had, last April we had a great loss with Christopher DePofi, one of our members from the youth group. He was only 18. He died in a car accident. And that was a great tragedy to the congregation, but I want to say that I don't think it could have been handled better by any congregation. And we have to remember that a lot of times when somebody dies in the congregation of that age, we forget that we need to continue to send cards out and encourage the DePofis, because particularly in this first year and on certain days like Christopher's birthday, times that would be very difficult for that family. And we also had at least three missions that I could think of that we went on. Number one, last January, Bob Williams, Ivan Martin, and myself, we traveled to Ghana and spent 3 weeks there. We taught in the preacher schools. We did a lot of work. Ivan went out to do some agricultural work and to check out some work there. Ivan had been there before, back in 96, I think it was. And so Angelina Yoder just finished her AIM obligation to Grass Valley, California. She went through the AIM program in Sunset, and her sister, Felicia, completed the AIM program and started her foreign missions part of it in Honduras. And so remember them in your prayers as well. But we also had many major church happenings. We purchased the house next door so that our parking situation would be much better. And we also did the parking lot. As you know, if you're new to the congregation, you might think, boy, they have a nice parking lot. It wasn't always that way. That is a pretty new thing for us. And then also, we entered a contract with Clearwire Communications. They're going to be putting a super Wi-Fi into our church steeple there. And so they actually entered a contract where they rent the empty space in our church steeple. That's exciting when they pay money to rent a space that we were having idle. The church retreat at Manitani was another highlight. A lot of people participated in that. The camps cooked up a mess of victuals for us. I think we got a lot accomplished there. Also, the appointment of Brian Dowler as an elder. It's always great when you can add another elder to the eldership. When a lot of congregations in the country don't have elders, we only seem to be able to find good men to replace other men that may pass on or move on. The ministries that we have here at Camp Hill, I want you to know the ministries that we have that are active. Number one, the car ministry. If you're new to the congregation, we have a car ministry here in our congregation. We saved tens of thousands of dollars again last year for our members of the congregation. Also, we're able to participate in some good quality greasy time together with some of the guys. If you're a lady, you want to get greasy, we'll get you in the car ministry as well. You have to pass the initiation by doing a head gasket. But we've done quite a bit in the car ministry. And I want you to know, before you call Mako or something, give Mike McCullough or myself a call. We have the diagnostics equipment. We have a lot of good qualified men who will help figure out what the problem is. We even have access to inexpensive cars, where you can save a lot of money on those cars through a friend. Actually, that's how I got to know Raul. We're able to go to the dealer auction and get cars way less expensive than you could ever get them for. And so I want you to know that's there, because kind of the idea is your vehicle is your second most highest expense that you're going to have. If you could save some money by having some brothers help you with that, we know some people for inspections, take advantage of that. If it looks like we're going to be over our head, I'll let you know. Because sometimes time doesn't permit to do that, but we want to help you with the car ministry. And if you have a friend who really needs help, this is a good way for you to introduce them to the church. Their car breaks down, we could help you in that way. The youth ministry. We have a youth ministry. We do the Bible Bowl every year, and it's been, I think, 27, 28 years now we've hosted the Bible Bowl here in this congregation. There's a boys' night out they have now for the younger boys. PCC camp. I forget how many years that we've been doing senior week. How many years has that been, Grant? Since you were a kid, right? Yeah. Yeah. For a long time, we've been doing the senior week at PCC camp. And we're also involved in the Manitani camp as well. We're right in the middle of two great camps for the youth. Idlewild, that's been a big thing for many years. Youth Advance, we've always sent our youth to Youth Advance. Toys for Tots. I think for 4 or 5 years now, we've had our youth go down and help with Toys for Tots. We have a lot of different things that we do for the youth. We're going to talk about more of them tonight, and I want your feedback. We started a military ministry, and it's going to branch out to more, but we've sent many letters of encouragement, care packages last week, as I mentioned. 2 weeks ago, we sent out 50 dozen shrink-wrapped cookies with 20 Bibles to one of our members' daughters in Iraq. She dispersed those cookies. Literally, those cookies were gone in an hour. And so I guess Marines really like, in Iraq, miss the home cooking of the cookies. I guess sand cookies or something don't taste that great in there. But we're going to try to branch out in areas where we eventually will go and visit disabled veterans in Maryland, or try to do things with our youth to really reach out to the veterans. We're going to try to do things with the car ministry. If If there are spouses, wives of veterans who are over there, maybe have a special day where we change their oil and kind of give them a little tune-up to help them out, let them know we appreciate them. There's a lot of things we're going to do with the military ministry. Chris and Micah are kind of heading that up. Chris is a Marine. And also, you may not consider this a ministry, but I do. The church softball ministry. Once again, dozens of members of the congregation would gather a couple nights a week in the summer to demonstrate why they never made it to the big leagues. We have a number of people that we've been able to bring in fellowship. We have not only members, but we have non-members of the congregation that I believe are nearer to the kingdom of God because they've come and played with us, and they've even come to worship and are involved in our classes now. It is a ministry. It's okay to have a good time during your downtime away from the church building. It's the only time you get to wear baseball pants in the church. Also, technology ministry. We've really come a long ways with that. As you know, we send out weekly emails now, keeping you up to date of all the happenings in the church. The website has become a greater tool for our service. Tracy helped start the website. Craig Buck puts every sermon we have right online along with the notes. We're going to be doing a lot more things as far as using the website as a tool. The CD ministry. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but in the past 5 years, we've actually given out over 20,000 CDs of ministry. And we actually finally ended up buying a multiple burner. Praise God when we did that, because, you know, a few at a time, it gets pretty rough. Focus on Truth Online. That's a ministry that Lou Boccio started, one of our own members. It's a really great internet tool, a ministry. We actually help sponsor that every year. So we have to remember that's an active ministry. The cell phone ministry. Right now, if you're not already aware of it, right now we have two sisters in Christ up in Newport who we have a cell phone right on the front. They're joining us in worship this morning. They've been doing it. They have song books up there. They sang the same songs you did. They have a copy of the lesson. They're following along with that. They break the bread at the same time you do. They actually participate in worship with you because they're not accessible to hear. And we kind of consider that a small church plan up there. Every week we have Bible studies up there with them. Hi, Miss Marcia. Hi, Miss Karen. They're not going to say hi back, but we'd like to do it eventually. That if you actually have somebody who's home who's sick, it's free calls with your cell phone on Sunday. Go ahead and just put your phone up there before the service, and they can join us in the worship. We have portable Lord's Supper cups, everything they would need to be able to do that. Small home group Bible study ministry. Our congregation held more than 32 small home group Bible studies last year. Over 65% of the congregation participated in these studies at one time or another. We covered a range of topics, including gospel rehabilitation therapy, the book of Philippians, Proverbs, 1 John, prayer, service, leadership, creation, James, the afterlife, singing, parenting, miracles, the church, and addiction, just to name a few. And we have 9 studies that are actually going to be going on this month, 6-week studies. You can see them back on the board. If you want to be part of that, let me know. And we had many special moments of joy this year. I want to cover some of those. Bob Williams, Faynell Evans, and Eddie Shaw all turned 80 this year. I'm always excited when somebody turns 80. Once you get through... You know, they've gone through 39 twice, okay? And I want to say that we're told that we're to rise up and honor the gray-headed one and also the no-haired ones too, I guess. But we really need to treasure these individuals because God has allowed them to live this long, and they really do have a lot of wisdom. They really do, just to hear the stories. Make it your commitment this year to go and spend time with the aged in the congregation, because they won't be here much longer. And well, you don't amen that. No. I know what he's amening, though. Finally, they're gone. No. Paul, you're turning 80 this year. He's going to try to sneak you through and not draw attention to it. But no, we need to make sure we go and see all these individuals. We have a geriatric study. I get to visit them quite a bit. But it's always exciting to see them turn 80, because now they get to start on the next 39. Also, Phil Davis won a national championship in wrestling. That's exciting. Somebody who came up through our youth group won the national championship for Penn State. I thought that was a really great moment. In June, during a sermon invitation, I don't know if you remember this, if you weren't a member of the congregation, we had over 50 people who came forward on a Sunday morning. That was a really special moment for me, because I asked for your commitment to renew yourself to these social issues that are seem to erode our society, and to see just a giant shadow in the front. There was another 50 people who said they would have come forward if there was somewhere to go. That tells me where your heart is. Also, Ivan was on Oprah. It was a huge thing. He was on Oprah. We teabled it. I remember sitting around the television, all the kids. I think Matt was there. It was like a big thing. It was like Africans in West Africa all gathered around one TV set. But we were watching it, replaying it, watched Ivan talk about the chickens and everything. But I thought that was a special moment of joy. When you make it to Oprah, you made it to the big time. Okay? Andrew Hamilton won the state championship in water polo this year. I thought that was a really great moment of joy. A lot of you came to his meets, and a lot of you followed that. And that was a great moment of joy when you were able to share in that. And last Sunday, we had 217 people in worship. That was a new record for our congregation. The last Sunday of the year, 217 people. That was a record. I was really happy to see that. And there's your year in review. A lot of things happening here in Camp Hill Church of Christ. And we hope that you want to be a part of it. And if you're not an active member in the church, we hope you want to be a bigger part of that. But tonight we're going to cover some things about 2009. There's some output, but there's also some input from you. It's very important you come back this evening. I want to offer you the invitation this morning. If you don't have a church family and you're already a Christian, you want to be part of this church family, we want to welcome you here. And if you're not a Christian yet, we want to try to welcome you into Christ. If you're convinced that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross, was buried, and resurrected on the third day according to the Scriptures, and you want to commit your life to him, that you realize you have a sin problem, and he's the sin solution, and you're willing to live every day of your life, the rest of your life for him, water's warmed up and ready to go. You need to come forward and to be baptized. If you want to respond for any reason this morning, we offer this invitation to you right now while we stand and sing.